tani base of dal tzoch lichot yodov b'mayim im yeshloy. If a person, his hands are not washed, then he's supposed to wash it before davening. If he has water, he has to go up to a parsa, a 72-minute trip, to find this water. But that's under one condition. He's anyway going in that direction. Then the water is in that direction. If he has to go back or he's not traveling at all, then ad mi'il choyze, he should travel up to 18 minutes to get the water. Now all this is only when he has plenty of time to daven. But im misyore sheyav zman atfila, if he's concerned that until he searches for the water, he'll lose out the zman atfila, then yinaki yodah b'tzroah v'ofer v'chomid in the menaki. Then it's enough to wipe his hands on stone, earth, or anything that will clean it off. So the bottom line over here is it's saying that one should wash his hands before davening. Mishnah Berurah says that this applies even before Mincha and Ma'ariv, in the situation that he knows that his hands are dirty. In other words, if he had filth in his hands, then it's not enough just to wipe them off. He has to wash them if he can. Later on, we will see in Sifei about Stam Yadai, in a case where he didn't wash his hands, but he does not have any known filth on them.